In today's show, Bitcoin funding rates stay negative as the Bitcoin price spikes to $43,500. That's right, Bitcoin surged almost $1,000 in minutes this morning during January 12th as encouraging signs emerge from the exchanges. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as the Wolf of All Streets, Scott Melker, points out here, targets for my leveraged long from $39,800, $42,000 check. Next is $45,500, followed by $46,600. I will be 75% out by then. Leave the rest to see if we can hit 52,000 and then reassess targets for my spot buys. And quoting the legendary Strike CEO, Jack Mallers, no one should be looking at Bitcoin to perform for a better day tomorrow or for a better day next week. It is a savings vehicle as an asset class. It is the place that you can preserve and store wealth across generations and across time and across space. Period. And speaking of Jack Mallers and Strike, they just launched Strike in Argentina, announcing it here. Today we launch a superior financial experience to a country that faces hyperinflation, predatory payment networks, and unusable cross-border transfers. Today we use the world's open monetary network, Bitcoin, to give hope to the people of Argentina. And as Max Keiser shares here, you don't invest in Bitcoin, you divest out of everything else. And also in today's show, Bitcoin exchange outflows see biggest daily spikes in September 2021. As Samson Mao points out here, volumes are thin. That means the market can have big moves up or down easily. Given that we had a big move down already and everyone is buying like no tomorrow, I'd say the next move is up. Also in today's show, a third of Americans to buy Bitcoin by the end of 2022, says Rick Edelman in a new interview with CNBC, quoting him here. We're already at a quarter of that number with 24% of Americans owning Bitcoin. It won't be that much of a stretch for it to get to one third. Bitcoin is becoming more and more mainstream. People are hearing about it everywhere. It isn't going away. Also in today's show, key on-chain metric shows Bitcoin miners in massive BTC accumulation mode. As the Bitcoin archive shares here, miners are accumulating Bitcoin at the fastest rate since May 2021. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin surged almost $1,000 in minutes this morning during January 12th as encouraging signs emerged from the exchanges. Right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, looking bullish as a mofo. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin almost hitting 43,500 on Wednesday, its highest since January 6th. Now, the Bitcoin slash USD pair had been due to continue volatile moves, traders said, with more and more favoring a push higher rather than a renewed downside. This would likely come in the form of a short squeeze against latecomer shorters, they argued, and Wednesday's sudden wick higher appeared to support this theory. Now, the funding rates across derivatives platforms stayed either neutral or negative during the volatility, further hinting that the market had been overly betting on fresh losses, as you can see right here in this chart. Now, reacting, popular trader and analyst Scott Melker, known as the Wolf of All Streets, reiterated his spot price targets for divesting back out of BTC. A reclaim of higher levels beyond 50,000 would then form a pivot for a market entry, he shared with his Twitter followers. Quoting him right here, targets for my leverage long from $39,800, $42,000 check. Next, $45,500, followed by $46,600. I will be 75% out by then. Leave the rest to see if we can hit $52,000 and then reassess targets for my spot buys. And he also adds here, I've already taken 50% off the table. I have no idea if these targets will hit, which is why I scale out. My stops are in profit now, and I will trail them up if the price continues to rise. And in Tuesday's YouTube video update by Mikhail Vende Pop, he flagged $43,000 as a potential springboard for a trip to $46,000 thanks to a lack of resistance in between. Quoting him here, I've still got buy orders at $38,000. They will not be getting hit, but I've already been buying heavily here. And Wednesday's upcoming U.S. Consumer Price Index is due this morning, which would meanwhile provide fresh fuel for the fire should inflation fall outside of expectations. And following on from Tuesday, altcoins capitalized on Bitcoin's newfound strength strength. The top 10 cryptos by market cap added upwards of 5% plus on the day, led by Polkadot, Terra, and Ethereum. Ethereum is currently up over 5% for the day, heading firmly away from that $3,000 support. And now for some breaking news. Welcome, Argentina. Quoting the legendary Jack Mahler, Strike CEO here, today we launch a superior financial experience to a country that faces hyperinflation, predatory payment networks, and unusable cross-border transfers. Today we use the world's open monetary network, Bitcoin, to give hope to the people of Argentina. And he continues, Argentina is plagued with a history of economic turmoil and uncertainty. Inflation will reach 55%. This year, GDP will contract by 12% this year. There have been 8 currency crises since the central bank was founded. Half the population is already living in poverty. In 1991, amidst hyperinflation, Argentina launched the Argentine peso that pegged to the dollar. However, they never converted to dollarization. Government spending soared and peso devaluation began in 2001. This resulted in dollars as the primary unit of account in the country. And as such, Argentinians have historically fled to the dollar. An estimated 10% plus of the physical stock of dollars in the world is within the Argentine financial system. There is soaring demand for harder, more stable money and a monetary policy the people of Argentina can rely on. As Argentinians lose confidence and flee their peso for dollars, the country's reserves shrink. This has forced the government to devalue their currency, place restrictions on how much foreign currency citizens can hold, and shut down dollar-denominated payment networks such as Visa. However, this hasn't stopped the Argentine people. Dollars are now double the official rate in the parallel market, and other payment mediums have been born to facilitate transactions between different currencies, peers, businesses, and countries. There is now unprecedented demand for an open monetary system that lives within a distributed network, has a known monetary policy, a fixed supply, and is resistant to censorship. Argentina needs the best monetary asset and the best monetary network in human history, Bitcoin, which Strike, the Argentine people, can now hold a stable cash balance that can be spent both instantly and with no fees. Cheap, instant, cash final, global payments of any size for anyone to anywhere, even on Twitter. No inflation, no restrictions, and financial freedom. So there you have it. Massive shout out to the Strike CEO, Jack Mahlers. And quoting Max Kaiser here, you don't invest in Bitcoin, you divest out of everything else. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin exchange outflows see biggest daily spike since September 2021, as well as a third of Americans to buy Bitcoin by the end of this year, says Rick Edelman. As well as I share with you a key on-chain metric, which shows Bitcoin miners in massive BTC accumulation mode. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently pumping and in the green, with Bitcoin up almost 3% for the day, trading above $43,000. We have Ether up 5.5%, trading at about $3,300. Luna up 7%, trading at $77.56. Solana up 4.5%, trading at about $143. Polkadot up almost 9%, trading at $26.52. And Cardano up 8%, trading at $1.24. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin investors are voting with their wallets as one day of outflows from major exchanges nears 30,000 BTC. Data from on-chain analytics firm CryptoQuant shows that on January 11th, 29,371 BTC left exchange order books, the most since September 10th. Now, the four-month high in outflows corresponds to the short-term optimism, returning as of Wednesday with the Bitcoin price now back above $43,000. With such an outcome remaining as a topic of debate, buyers seem comfortable entering the market above $40,000. And for context, even the bounce that sparked the run to all-time highs of 69,000 at the end of September failed to produce as much buyer uptake as Tuesday. And quoting the Blockstream CSO, Samson Mao, volumes are thin. That means the market can have huge moves up or down easily, given that we had a big move down already and everyone is buying like no tomorrow. I say the next move is up. Let's freaking go. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Samson Mao. Now, CryptoQuant tracks a total of 21 exchanges for its order book data. And last week, separate data focused on what one analyst described as a crazy imbalance between bids and asks, indicating that the bears were finally beginning to tire of selling. That's right. The buyers are getting bolder. Spot buyers were previously the main cohort, missing from interest in BTC at the current price levels. And as reported, miners continue to add to their reserves at an increasing pace this year, with long-term hodlers steadfast fast in their resolve not to sell. Where my long-term Bitcoin hodlers at? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, highlighting a bullish trend in the Bitcoin taker buy/sell ratio, CryptoQuant contributor IT Tech revealed a similar situation unfolding on derivatives markets. The metric refers to the ratio of buy and sell volumes from takers on derivative platforms. A value below 1 implies bearish sentiment. While that is currently the case, the direction is up. Quoting him here, if we'll cross 1, then we should have bullish sentiment again and its chance to price trend reversal. And he also shares, personally, I am preparing for the final bull run, which will come sooner or later. Touche. Let's freaking go. And before I break down next story of the day, a third of Americans to buy Bitcoin by the end of this year, says Rick Edelman. As well as I share with you a key on-chain metric, which shows Bitcoin miners in massive BTC accumulation mode. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above that $2 trillion milestone with about $88 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 40.1%, with the Ether dominance at 19.2%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Phantom leading the pack, up almost 22% for the day, trading at $2.82, followed by Oasis Network, up 19%, trading at 46.5 cents, followed by Secret, up over 18%, trading at $6.63. Now, which altcoins are you most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 22 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday, a 21, last week, a 24, and last month, a 28 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin bull and founder of Edelman Financial Engines, Rick Edelman, has made some promising predictions about the future of the seminal cryptocurrency. In a new interview with CNBC, he shared the following. We're already at a quarter of that number, with 24% of Americans owning Bitcoin. It won't be that much of a stretch for it to get to one third. Bitcoin is becoming more and more mainstream. People are hearing about it everywhere. It isn't going away. While 2022 got off to a rocky start, in his view, governments, corporations, foundations, pension funds are investing into BTC. There is major institutional involvement. And as the author of the soon-to-be-released The Truth About Crypto, Edelman is a longstanding crypto proponent. In 2019, he described Bitcoin as the first genuinely new asset class in 150 years. And back in December 2018, he recommended that investors load up on the orange coin. And in a follow-up interview with CNBC yesterday, he lamented that while he has predicted a Bitcoin spot exchange traded fund, better known as an ETF, for the past 7 years, he is convinced that by 2023, there will finally be a spot ETF approval. It's about time. The United States is totally lagging behind. And similar to U.S. SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce's thoughts on the matter, Edelman articulates that the SEC is running out of excuses to say no. Quoting him here, a lot of the concerns the SEC has have been resolved by the industry through their own maturity, innovation, and development. I am confident that we'll see the SEC say yes, because there is no legitimate reason for them not to. That's right. There's only illegitimate reasons, such as corruption. Just saying. Now, Matthew Hogan, Chief Investment Officer at Bitwise Asset Management, agreed with him in the second interview. Hogan stated that there would be even more investor protections and a better product thanks to the cumulative weight of the evidence that will force them to move forward with approval. Consumer protection provided by an SEC-run ETF is the cherry on the top of a slick product. And before I break down next story of the day, and I share with you a key on-chain metric which shows Bitcoin miners in massive BTC accumulation mode. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, which is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs along with $100,000 Bitcoin price. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. You can find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, or Apple's iTunes. Or if you're listening to the pod, check out the YouTube channel for the full premium experience with video at cryptonewsalerts.net. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. New data shows that Bitcoin miners are hoarding more coins than at any time in the past 5 months, which could be a fresh signal that the current prices are not for selling. And analyzing its miner net position change indicator on January 11th, on-chain analytics firm Glassnode revealed what popular Twitter account Bitcoin Archive described as massive accumulation by miners. As he points out here, miners are accumulating Bitcoin at the fastest rate since May 2021. Now, Bitcoin price may be disappointing to the spot traders so far this year, but long-time market participants are anything but concerned. In addition to strong hands or seasoned hodlers, miners are now no exception, increasing their BTC holdings considerably in the first 2 weeks of 2022. I mean, the numbers don't lie. Check out this massive miner accumulation chart. Now, the past 5 days has seen more than 5,000 BTC per day land on miners' books, with accumulation, in fact, ongoing since before November's $69,000 all-time highs. And further data from fellow on-chain analytics service CryptoQuant spotlighted the extent to which miners have regained their BTC real estate since May's China upheaval. Now, total BTC reserves were 1.859 million BTC as of Monday, the most since a marked reduction at the end of 2020 after Bitcoin passed its previous all-time highs from 2017. And returning to strong hands, the proportion of the Bitcoin supply deemed either lost or hodled away by long-term investors hit a one-year high this week. And underscoring the conviction of hodlers, 7.27 million BTC is now off the market, possibly forever. Now, the metric also saw a bottom over the summer thanks to the price disruption wrought by China's ban on mining. And by contrast, Glassnode shows an accumulation trend has been accelerating since $69,000 all-time highs. As they point out here on Crypto Twitter, Bitcoin amount of hodled or lost coins just reached a one-year high of 7,271,737 BTC. Incoming BTC supply shock, let's freaking go. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin funding rates stay negative as Bitcoin price spikes to $43,500. Also in today's show, I shared Bitcoin exchange outflows, see biggest daily spike since September 2021, as well as a third of Americans to buy Bitcoin by the end of this year, says Rick Edelman. And also in today's show, I shared a key on-chain metric, which shows Bitcoin miners in massive BTC accumulation mode. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Eugene wrote, clarity, Miller doesn't hold 50% in BTC. It's 50% in BTC and related companies. It would be fun to know the split. It's great news, but would be better if it was 50% in BTC. Thanks for the clarification, Eugene, and thanks so much for tuning in and supporting the show. One love. And our next feature comment comes from our very own Inner Dino. Thanks, JV. Appreciate the shout out. This is the best place to come for the news. No doubt. You are very welcome, Inner Dino. Keep the comments flowing, my friend. HODL. And our third and final feature comment comes from Business Risk Advisors. People need to HODL and stop the whales. All cryptos are suffering due to BTC drop. The centralized systems are still linked to American FUD. You got it, fam. Diamond hands. HODL. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.